4 days after the shooting, the protests show no sign of abating. Angry crowds gathered outside the parliament in the centre of Athens. The gathering climaxed as the funeral was held for the teenager, whose death has sparked the nationwide rioting. Thousands of mourners also attended his funeral in the south of Athens, with police officers having to be brought in from cities across the region to help control the crowds. Security forces used tear gas to disperse the stone-throwing protesters, many of whom vowed to continue their protests. All television and radio networks broadcast the funeral. Many commentators said they anticipated more violence in the coming days. Harris Zanis, a reporter with the Athens news agency, told VOA News that such incidents had not been seen in Greece for decades and were a source of major concern.
People are really uneasy. There's a queasiness in the air, if that makes any sense. And this caused unprecedented, you know, we keep using this word, but there's really no way around it. Unprecedented violence, street violence, urban violence in the country. Never seen that before.
The Prime Minister earlier held emergency talks with the President, while the main opposition party has demanded that the government resign. Socialist opposition leader George Papandreou said the government has lost the Greek people's trust and called for snap elections to be held. This woman summed up the feelings of many Greeks who have lost all confidence in the government.
I don't expect anything. I want change.
Zanis said what had shocked most citizens in Greece, a country which is no stranger to violence, was the level of unrest and the uncertainty about the future.
The violence actually here in Athens is 10 times worse than we've seen it before.
Scuffles and minor demonstrations were also reported across Europe. In Cyprus, hundreds of students gathered to protest, with police saying they arrested 4 people. Greece's ongoing instability has sparked public discontent at the country's recent economic slump and rising unemployment levels. Nathan Morley for VOA News in Nicosia.